And throughout this Veterans Day, we are listening to the voices of veterans about their experiences coming home from war. NPR's Habiba Nashin has this story of a soldier's return from Vietnam.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sternfeld. I'm 62 years old. I'm retired from the U.S. Army.
Michael Sternfeld is an Amtrak conductor at Washington's Union Station. What many of his passengers don't know is that he served as a sergeant in Vietnam.
When I came home, when we landed, and there was this cheer went up inside the plane when the wheels touched down in California.
Back on home turf, Sternfeld was handed his discharge papers and given a flu shot. Right after, he headed to the airport.
They were anti-Vietnam protesters, and they couldn't separate the soldier from the war. Little did they realize, probably two-thirds of the people going by in uniform were just as disgusted with the war as they were. My main thrust was to get on the plane and head toward Omaha. I wanted to get back to college. When we came down that old TWA 707, I had one thought of the guys who I had seen killed and of Steve who took his own life. And I said, wow, I'm here. It's time to move on and take advantage of this. Just, oh, what a gift I've been given. That's the best way I can put it. The gift to move on and do something with the rest of your life.
Years later, Sternfeld fought as an Army reservist in the Gulf War, and in 2005, he was back with the Army in Iraq, where he injured his leg. Sternfeld's Army training has come in handy in his job with Amtrak. He says thanks to his military background, his daily trains from Washington to New York always leave on time. Habiba Nashin, NPR News, Washington.